I can't really honestly give you that answer. I think the board of directors at Tottenham are the only people that can answer that. I think there hasn't been enough continuity and consistency there on and off the pitch. The signings that were signed at the beginning of the season for nearly 100 million haven't really produced. We've got to say that. Maybe they might produce next year once they've settled in and had another year in the Premier League. But I think things need to settle. I think if you're going to do anything, you need a steady boat rather than a boat that keeps being rocked.
You mentioned that you can't tell the board of directors what to do. They have spoken to you in the recent time. If they came to you again and said, we want your guidance, a man of your experience in football, you could have an opportunity to give them your unvarnished opinion.
Well, if they wanted that, I'm sure they would feel, they would come and talk to me about that. That has happened in the past. But no, quite frankly, Tottenham's my club since I was 8 years of age, so anything I could do to help, I nearly went there actually this time round to the end of the season. I said I was prepared to do that. I wouldn't have been prepared to do it for any other club apart from Tottenham, because it's sort of in my DNA as such. So although I've had great times at other clubs, there's just something in there about Tottenham and myself that goes back, as I say, since I was 8 years of age. So, no, if that was the case and that nearly become the case, I'd have been happy to. But no, they made their decisions and they moved on.
It must hurt you a little bit just to see the club almost reaching its potential so often and then just falling short.
Well, I mean, the amount of money that's been spent there, I'd imagine the fans and the club itself, directors would be, I think, looking and wanting a bit more consistency, but they've got to show consistency off the pitch to get it on it.